Ministry of Help, right?
Yes, sir.
First question. Where were you Wednesday night? Where were you Wednesday night with all this pep and shouting and clap? Where were you Wednesday night? Now, a little bit on a serious note while you're standing. Ministry of Help is a powerful position. The keys that I will give you this morning will advance your life personally and your family, as well as your participation in the vision of God. One of the position of the Ministry of Help I saw in the biblical time with major move of vision that they was 100% with it or they wasn't in it. Now, some of the Ministry of Help, I have to tell you this, but past have failed the test. What the Lord had me doing, he's called me off it now. So I have to do it privately and only by invitation. That's the first time it ever happened to me. Teaching people about their health and how to combat and eradicate diseases, this church didn't accept it. They stayed home by the drove, and some of y'all did too. It's because you want your way and you want to be spiritual, but you don't want to find out what the Spirit of God is saying. And so that was a sad case in the Ministry of Help. Even if the other people didn't come, the Ministry of Help, it means that you with the vision 100%. And there are sometimes things you're not going to understand or enjoy or be jumping around like you were just now. But there's more to it than just jumping around, clapping, and stretching if you're going to go the long haul. So I want to try to establish you that this will never happen to you again. And I would never have to be called off on assignment. I'll be teaching on wisdom tomorrow. I'm going from hell because I went home Wednesday night and I wrestled with it all night. I didn't sleep at all. I prayed all Wednesday night and I asked the Lord, what was this? Why people who are faithful don't want the revelation of how to get sickness and disease out of their bodies and face the issue. Let's face it, face the fact, it's not the devil, it's us not knowing what we're doing. Major members stayed home. Now, Boyta was here, Hazel was here, but many of y'all stayed home and many of y'all fighting cancer and different other things and stay, how can you stay home? When I'm giving you the revelation from God, oh my goodness, of how to walk through this thing and never see it again. I was showing you how cancer never can get in your body again, how diabetes never get in your body again. I'm just going to see a few minutes because I'm not going to teach you about that this morning. I'm called off of that. I prayed that Wednesday night. I went home. I said, Lord, what is this? I prayed in tongue for about an hour and something. I meditated the word and prayed. He said, I'm calling you off it. He says, they're not ready for it. The body of Christ at large. I call a son to tell him I heard in the spirit that his wife was going to die. And I told him what to do. And then when I asked him after about a month, did they do what I told them to do? Oh, no, we haven't got to it yet. I said, my God. So it disinterests you. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I pray the little things that I say it will sort of get you on track so you can make adjustment in your lifestyle that you might live a long time.
Yes, sir.
You know I love you, right?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. And I'm on assignment. I'm you know, Montreal and Nick jump, stretching all that. That's fine. But I'm on an assignment. I'm not really stretching and jumping this morning. Because I want y'all to know how serious and sacred this is when you have a word coming to you, all right? All right, that's, now I want to tell you some things that can increase you, your position in the part, being a partaker of what God is doing and how to receive the reward of it. All right? So you may be seated. You got your Bible. You got your pad. I want to talk about acceleration. Acceleration. And these things will cause your life to accelerate, but your position in the ministry of help, your usher, your prayer, the choir member, whatever, parking lot attendant. Number one, God's presence is so important. The presence of God, how the presence of God. Make sure you invite God. Make sure in the ministry of help, when you're on your post as an usher, a praiser, make sure you get up here. You have already invited the presence of God, because the presence of God is so important in ministry. You got me? You listen to me? The presence of God. Invite him, you know, and stay in the presence. Stay and wait on him. That's one thing. I have about a good many things I'm going to say to you. I want to say to you in a decent period of time. The second thing you have to do is recognize and realize the partnership of the Holy Spirit. Recognize and realize the partnership of the Holy Spirit. When you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you create a partnership and a friendship with the Holy Spirit. He knows the whole in and out about the part you have to play. He know how to make you strong. He know how to anoint you. He know how to give you insight on what to do in any given situation. He know how to cause you to flow. Flow with him. Flow in him. It's so important that you know the flow of a vision. If you're going to be a minister of help working a vision, it's so important you need to know the flow. And you need to know sometime the current's going to get a little rough. Because strong currents bring people to deliverance and to victory. So yeah, the Holy Spirit, you can't, the work in the ministry of help, you cannot work without the partnership of the Holy Spirit, because if you don't lack it, you're not going to flow with it. But the Holy Spirit, a lot of things I don't lack, but I got to flow with it. But the Holy Spirit help you to flow with it, all right? So the Holy, you got to stay in the flow with the Holy Spirit. Next thing you do is, and this thing going to help your life, you have to be operating in persistent hope and faith. Persistent hope and faith. Faith does not work without hope. So in the ministry of help, you have to have persistent hope and faith. Hope, let me give you a definition of hope. Hope is a desire. Hope is an expectation. Hope is a belief of fulfillment. It's a desire, it's an expectation, it's a belief of fulfillment. You got to have that hope. The hope set the target, and then now faith have something to work with. But in the ministry of help, you got to work in hope and faith. You cannot work in flesh and feeling in the ministry of help. You got to move on, because you're going to meet different people. They're dealing with different things. We'll talk about compassion in a few minutes. Having passion, having compassion, knowing how to love in spite of. All these things come from the spirit realm, and we're not part of a 4-H club. Amen. You're not in the ministry of 4-H club or, you know, happy club. Every day not going to be happy. Some things you're going to have to deal with, because your man forte is you're part of God's holiness. Yes, sir. And it's so important. It's all right to laugh and joke and pray, you know, but if you get your business done first. Yes, sir. It's so important, because this is real danger. We're dealing with people lying. We're dealing with our lie. We're dealing with heaven and hell. We're dealing with whether you're going to have the abundant life or a lack life, a good life or a bad life, a free life or a life in bondage. You see, it's a very important job. No matter, nothing you're doing is small. You're part of the vision, so you have to partake, hear me, with divine seriousness. And when that happens, great joy going to bust out, great dancing going to bust out, Great manifestation going to burst out. Great demonstration going to burst out. Because the Father is pleased. Yeah. One person we want to please is the Father. Yeah. You want to hear him saying, well done in the part you played in my purpose. You follow what I'm saying? That's so important. So it has something to do with your personal life, your prayer life, your privileges that you're going to receive in life. God wants you to have a good life down here. And those of us who participate properly in the things of God, God will see to it that you have an awesome life. Amen? Amen? Awesome life. So all of these things, I'm double hitting here. I'm telling you about the ministry of help, but I'm also telling you ministry of help reward. Ministry of help reward. Do it right, the reward will be greater. It's serious. It's serious. It's sacred. And it's important that your part in the ministry of help become first in your life. So now operating in persistent hope and faith, and you should do this for your own personal life, passion and compassion, being willing to walk in love at all costs. Passion and compassion and love, being willing to walk in love at all costs. In other words, sometime the usher's going to be insulted by trying to assist a person and get them into a seat, and that person turns around and says, I don't want to sit there. What you going to do with that? What you going to do with that? See, persistent. You have to be able to handle it. One of the most humblest men I know in my life, Ledoux, Ray told him about where this dust come from. There wasn't nothing wrong with that. That dust shouldn't have been there. But it riled Ledoux up a little bit, and I never saw him riled up. But Ray from the Army, Ray believed in doing things right. And so he just helped me out by, because you don't want me to come find it. So see, things like that, you can't get riled about things that you can't get upset. You can't, when you haven't done what you're supposed to do, it's there, somebody find it. You see what I'm saying? It's so important. I watch everything because it's important. I know what's on the line. So passion and compassion, you got to have it. You might get somebody come here drunk, full of drugs. You know what it is. You're in the ministry of help. We got to work with it with wisdom, right? Amen. All right. Then another thing will help you in the ministry of help is knowing the purpose of the vision. There it is. I mean, that's what it is. That's the purpose. It ain't a social club, right. And it's not you getting what you want all the time. Or, you know, how many of y'all reading with us when we read the sixth chapter of John? Huh? Jesus said, you're not following me for the miracle, you're following me for the bread. And then he said this. After telling them that, you know what they talked about, want to talk to him about? Our fathers ate bread in the wilderness. It's still, Jesus said, no, I'm the bread of life. You see, I know you read that chapter, you missed that. Yeah. And that voice, he said, you're not following me for the miracle, you're following me for the bread. Don't let that happen to you. See, participate because you love God. And the rewards will come. You follow what I'm saying? So we got to have these things. You can set your house in order, you can set your children in order, these things I'm giving you. You have to understand the purpose. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's what we come here on tomorrow morning. We want to destroy the works of the devil. We want to make sure people are properly fed, that they become strong, and that they can go home and take authority. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe in a good time. You know I believe in a good time. Then in the ministry of help, you have to stay in this. Stay in the framework of possibility. Of possibility. It's possible. If the word says it's possible, it's possible. So you as a ministry of help worker must know there's nothing impossible. You must know that you're serving a God who do not respect impossibility. You have to have that framework in mind. So possibility is a strong thing. You have to stay there in possibility. Impossibility. It's possible. It's possible, yeah. It's possible. And even in your own personal life now, know that that what you see belong to you is possible. You've got to stay in that framework of mind. You cannot let the scenario dictate to you how you're going to come out. Okay, there might be a delay, but God always will deliver. Okay, can I help you?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. So stay in the framework no matter how you feel, no matter what things look like, no matter what jumbled up, stay in the framework of possibility, because it's in the process, watch me, it's in the process of being worked out. You always have the right to go to the higher courts that give verdicts and decisions that nobody can change. And you have to know that. So sometimes the water looks rough in ministry sometimes, but you have to participate. You have to participate. I'm going to get to a point here. You have, in the ministry of help, you have to be fully participating in what you don't fully understand. Why am I leader doing this? But you're supposed to be the minister of help, not the ministry of hindrance. And you're supposed to have enough confidence in your leader to know he's going to take you somewhere, but it might be a while, I might have to cut some trees down and might have to get scratched up a little bit. And it might not be jumping like you were just now and skipping around and stretching your arm. It may not be that at that time because you're going somewhere. I mean, people don't want to go in the gym, but they want a nice body. Won't be like that model on the front of the page. They don't want people to work. Won't be like that muscle man. But they don't know how many times that person been to the gym, and it wasn't so nice. Okay? All right. In that chapter also, it says, the last voice says, John 6. Look at the last voice. You got your Bible. John 6, the last voice. Couldn't take the heat. In the ministry of help, you got to be able to take the heat. There's a heatful moments in the ministry of help. There's battles in the ministry of help. See, there's walls in the ministry of help. And so when there's a discomforting thing happen, if you can't take the discomfort, you're not set for the ministry of help. See, after Jesus got strong on some things, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. And they couldn't catch the revelation. They didn't stay around him long enough to get the revelation. He said, many departed and walk away from it. They couldn't go to that next level. They were so satisfied, they couldn't rise to another level. I just want you to see that. They couldn't handle it. They walked away. Now the other boy answered, said, listen, I ain't going nowhere. Just keep on telling us. I don't understand all of it, but keep on preaching. If you go back up a little further, I think it was Peter answered up again, didn't he? Where are we going? here's another one for a set step. I'm going to take these as steps or keys for the ministry of help. Never be a part of the problem. Never be a part of the problem. Never let no one discuss negative things with you. Because in the flow of the Spirit, in the ministry of help, when say for instance, you be tricked into a conversation about something, say like the last segment of teaching we did about eating right and all that, and you get tricked, and you get in the conversation, I don't know how you're going to do all that, I ain't going to do all that, you know, you run your mouth. And then when the man of God walk close to you, he picks up that vibration, he pick up that frequency, he picked up that energy. And now he got to deal with this negativity from someone who's supposed to be flowing with. So you're not going to ever understand everything and everybody. There's pain in growth. What I said?
There's pain in
growth. Yeah, there's pain in growth. No pain, no gain. Got it, girl. No gain. I mean, so. And the spiritual world hold that same capacity. And I want you all to be strong. You need to be strong. This is a powerful moment in our life. And we definitely know there's no substitute for prayer. Now, I have over 100 and something intercessors. And I really need them because of this pioneering apostolic factor in the church at large, not just here in Darrell, around the world, is some strong thing going on. And these girls are not letting up. They're not letting up. They're praying. I'm watching their impartation on the iPad, what they're putting it. They're praying and they're staying with it because you need that type of surrounding to do what we're doing. So there's no substitute for prayer. All right, how many of y'all lack up on prayer? You in the ministry, help don't come to prayer meeting. I mean, it dropped from 100 something down to 40 something. I can't be to all that. I can't be every time. You don't come for me. You come because it's the right thing to do. I mean, if nobody else be at prayer, the minister of help need to be at prayer. You say, well, I'm busy. What? Busy? Busy? Like business people say, that's why you're in business. You're the boss. Leave somebody there. Do something. Don't tell me I got a bunch of business people in here. Don't tell me about your business. Your business is greater than God's business. And you're asking God to bless it. Close the doggone shop. Put somebody else in it. God will make it rise up. But don't put God off and say, I couldn't make it. We need to be in prayer. You know, say, well, Pastor not here himself. Yeah, where Pastor at Thursday, Friday? Flying today, I'll be in Washington next week, Thursday and Friday. You won't be there. You'll be at your house. Here's another point. These are good lessons now. I'm not fussing. I'm just cussing. Project faith in every situation. Project faith in every situation. You're going to have to walk by faith, not by sight. Spiritual thing is activated by faith. They're not activated by how we feel. You see? So you have to project faith in every situation. Now, how profound that is in your personal life. See, I'm telling you, I'm running a parallel. You can take all of these things and actually change your life into an awesome life. Project faith in every situation. When it looks like things not going right, you got to be the one to project faith. Partake of the vision at all time when others are falling. You're in the ministry of help. You got to partake of the vision of all time, at all time when others are falling. I think Gideon started with 32,000. $31,700 didn't make it. Man, I know how Gideon felt. Lord have mercy. I felt like Gideon Wednesday night. The absentee in this church is ridiculous because you just want a piece of cake every day. It don't make no sense, man. I went ahead of myself and gave you another one that is very important. Be willing to participate when you fully don't understand, it will become clear. And when the blessings start falling, you'll be sitting right there. Be willing to participate. See, you can't lean and bend like a person who is not connected like you. You didn't hear that, did you?
Yeah.
See, you're a partaker of a vision that God has set in the earth, not only to partake of it, but to release some blessing, extra blessing to you, because you can't partake in God's work like you're doing and not expect special blessing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See? So it's a divine privilege to produce a higher grade of life. You have to see that. You know, you just can't say, you know, I'm so and so, I work with the ministry. No. God don't flow like that. God let nobody do something for him that he don't bless. Lord, I can hear the Lord say, give her that, because I ain't got time, give it to her. because I ain't got time. I need her where I need her help, need her where she need to be. I ain't got to be worrying about that. Give this to her. Now. You think he can make a demand for you?
Yes.
Absolutely. He has done it already. If you go back and check your record.
Yes.
Blessings does not come automatically. It's somewhere you have to participate in the divine plan of God for his blessing to fall in your life. Amen. And then I'm going to get a little deeper with you these last 15, 20 minutes. These are good things, but I want you to hear this one. You must know how to pass the test. You always, when you're in any aspect of ministry, there are always going to be tests. Ladue got to pass the test this morning. Let's call his name out. About him in the little Ray episode there. He got to pass the test. Pass it or fail it. See, to hold a position in the kingdom, you have to stand up under pressure. I know it's precious, but it's also pressure. It is precious to have the privilege to be a part of a vision. See, a vision didn't come from down here. You know where a vision came from, right? Huh? From heaven. And when God allowed you the privilege to participate in something he has sent down here to be carried out, you can't take that lightly and keep your eye looking at no man. You can't be looking at no man. This is from God. Then if you see flaws, just look in the mirror. Very simple. It ain't complicated. You see flaws, just go look in the mirror. Stay there long enough, and you'll see some more. All of us. All of me too. All of us. Come on now. A very powerful scripture that is not out on the open where everybody reading it, but I want to give it to you because I want to give you a powerful point from it. Jeremiah 29:13. It's not a normal scripture. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Oh, we know, I've been teaching with all your soul, all your inner man. See, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with everything you have. Oh, with all your heart. And so here's from that scripture, I want to give you a divine framework that I think is precious. Intimacy with God.
Yes, sir.
Intimacy with God is so important that you develop in the ministry of help personally, a personal intimacy with God. Say intimacy with God.
Yes.
The word intimacy mean what? Close? Huh? And I'm talking to you personal now. I'm talking to you personal and personally. If you're going to hold your, let me use the word, it's kind of, don't say what I want to say, but if you're going to hold your post properly. See, I use my usher. You're in an ushering position. I had to correct ushers because one usher brought a message from another usher, didn't read it, and took it to a lady. And the lady said, I don't want this message. But we can't use these positions in church to be sending no message to no woman. That never happened here before unless I didn't get got by me. Make the little girl all nervous. You go say, I don't want no part of this. And we can't use our position for clout. So I didn't go because I'm going to sack all the ushers out, but I sent one of my men, and I think they'll do a better job than not raising too much sand. So important. And I just brought that out for you all to know. We expect you to do your job here without getting personal. See, because a person in authority can be a crook easy. Because people yield to them. In delegated authority, thy project that you so-and-so, Mac my head usher, I say he my head usher, so Mac got clout. Because you know Mac got my backing. So I got to be able to trust Mac when my head turned to be Mac and have my back and this vision back, and Mac do that. that's why I use Mac. All right. Now, so intimacy with God. Now, another thing, you're getting this?
Yes, sir.
Another thing is, you're going to have to understand your identity with Christ. Galatians 2:20, 21, and Philippians 3:10. Galatians talk about being crucified with him. And the 21st verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God. Everything we do here is grace-based. It's not merited-based. It's grace-based. It's something that Jesus has already done. And we're offering it to one another. Okay? All right? So that suck, that well, what about the night thing now? The identity. We cannot, in the ministry of help, here's what I'm saying. We cannot afford to have an identity crisis. You have to know what your assignment is. You have to become in alignment with your assignment and do it with all diligence. Look at me. You understand? Huh? I don't expect no more out of you than I expect out of myself. When you come here tomorrow morning, you know you're going to get fed, right? You know why you don't get fed? Because I prepared myself to feed you. Hours after hours. I expect the same thing out of you. Okay? All right? So now, that identity. Whatever post or whatever position or whatever participation God is using you to proclaim in his ministry or to impart it in his ministry, you have to do it under a certain identity. Not your identity. His identity. You have to understand that you are partakers of one of the greatest visions in the world. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. You know, I'm going to Washington next week, and I was walking around the house praying this morning at about 5 o'clock, and I heard the words. Watch this. I'm going to help you just help you. Money is important. I said, what? He said, people don't recognize that, and they don't recognize that they're rejecting money when they don't know it's important. How many of y'all know money is important? You're going to be out your mind. You're going to be living on another... You're living on another planet. You don't know money important. So when you recognize that money is important, you'll stop attacking money and you'll start attracting it. So just write in your note, money is important. Just write down. Yeah, money is important, you know. Money is important. You know, and the Lord, he started giving me some points about it, you know, because we don't want that scripture when he was talking, I'm going to get back on, but we don't want that scripture when he's talking to sinners in 1 Timothy 6:10. When he's talking to sinners, and take it as your revelation. You don't love no money, you love God. But I'd like to have some money. I can love God better. So you got to get rid of a more religious spirit. I don't want too much money. What? What is too much? What is too much if you're willing to help somebody else? So money is important. They have a religion point, you couldn't tell them that. Oh, God more important than me. God said, well, what about my purpose on earth? What are you going to take to carry? And you won't let me give you no money. All right. That wasn't part of it. That's just, I wanted to share that with you. But I, now that's, now listen, that's good, Lord. That's against the grain. To walk in the church and stand up saying money is important. Then I tell them the love of money is the root of all evil. That's talking to sinners. And then I'll go over and say money answers all things. Everything you can do on this earth is money answers. Money able you to call a chef out the kitchen at a restaurant you've never been to. Lay him $100 down there and tell him I want me some onion and bell pepper. Yes, sir, I get it. You think that chef crazy? 3 minutes and you got to just throw a little peppers in there. He ain't going to tell you nothing about no menu. He got $100. Then if you act like you don't want to go, one of them other boys going to slap another $100. Then he act like you don't want to go, another boy slap him and say, I remember we went up to $800 one time, man. I said, I'll do anything you want me to do, man. When you're up here singing, I'm going to give you another point now. It's not all voice. You have to have insight from the Holy Spirit. Write that down. Insight from, I'm going to give you a scripture. Insight from the Holy Spirit. Y'all will be the strongest minister of help workers when I get through with you. Insight from the Holy Spirit. John 16:13. Holy Spirit teaches us. You need insight. I'm not going over all these scriptures because I have some things I just want to pump in you. I know you can read the scripture, you can pull it out, but you need insight. You don't necessarily need to be just a singer. You need to have insight to what the Holy Spirit is doing in the service. You can't get in on personal agenda about your song. I got a lady going to sing the Lord's Prayer tomorrow. The Our Father Prayer. She's talented. She's a member of this church. Jack is a member of this church. She's a professional. And I just want to sing the Our Father prayer. And see, I get things, and sometimes people don't understand me. I get things. If it hit it, it hit. If it don't hit, I go another way. But I do it. So I don't want you to be shocked tomorrow when you sing the Our Father prayer. You must realize that you're involved with the inner working of the church. Oh, I love it. You're involved in the inner work. Where you was Wednesday night? I don't hear enough of yes. Somebody lying. All y'all wasn't here. Somebody lying. So, all right, so you know who's lying. Go ahead. Involving, I'm just trying to show you how to be minister of health worker. See, if I'd have had you all here, I probably wouldn't have got discouraged. And then I had to go pray, and then the Lord said, no, they're not ready. All right, so involved in the inner working of the church. Okay, in the ministry of health. Other words now, when you walk in here, what's your first name? Yeah.
Gail.
Gail? Dale, yeah. All right. When you walk in here, you're not just a regular member. You're involved in the inner working. You're involved in the inner working of how the service come out and everything. I'm depending on you to handle your part because I'm straight to do what my part is, but I got to have backup. You follow what I'm saying? We in it together. You know what I mean? I got to be kissing on you and slobbing on you, letting you slob on me all every day. I ain't got time for all that. But we in it together. You understand what I'm saying? That don't mean I had to be telling no joke to make you laugh and make you happy. I ain't designed to make you happy. I'm designed to make you win. And so when we get that grip and I come out and the Lord shift me. And the Lord shift me. Sometimes the Lord shifts me, sometimes I shift myself. Whatever. You ought to have the confidence to know I'm trying to get something good. You have to recognize I'm operating like a juicer. I'm trying to get something out there to bless you. I'm trying to throw the pop away. You have to recognize that you have been chosen to operate in the inner court of kingdom purpose and provisions. Luke 17, 21. I think we need to look at that one. Luke 17, 21. Neither should he say, lo here or lo there, but for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, let me tell you something about the kingdom of God as a minister of help worker that's going to help you for the rest of your day. The kingdom of God is a fountain of life on the inside of you. Everything you need come out of that fountain. So just see in the inside of you bubbling a fountain of life. All type of blessing is already inside of you. That the kingdom of God actually is Ephesians 1:3. Yes, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And that fountain is running all the time inside of you. That fountain, that kingdom of God's fountain of life, is running on the inside of you, putting out and spitting out whatever you need, yes, to win and be in victory and to be full of joy and full of peace and harmony and compassion and health and wealth and long life. And that's a fountain inside of you. It's a fountain of life. Sometime you have to turn the valve. Sometimes you need more of something than you need of others to carry out. I know I've been doing this for 42 years to carry out a mission for God. Sometimes you got to crank that valve up. I need more life out of this kingdom that I can handle this situation, because I don't like what's going through right here. See what I'm saying? Huh? This coming up now. There in your post, or in your part you play, there are going to be many rankers, but you're going to have to be the iron. And you're going to have to heat, because the iron, I found out a long time ago when I used to iron my own clothes, the iron doesn't work when it's not plugged up. Ministry of help does not work when it's not plugged up. The heat not there. The help not there. The holiness not there. See, you got to have it plugged up. Anybody ever thought the iron was hot and trying to iron with it? Yeah. I hope you didn't go out with the garment on after you if you didn't find it out. All right, the next one, class, is increasing your activity in the supernatural realm. Increasing your activity. You're going to have to increase. All praises, we're getting the choir now. Everybody's going to have to increase their activity in the supernatural realm. And so Paul knew when he had taught the Ephesus church certain things that it was getting too heavy for him. In the first chapter of Ephesians, he knew he had taught them things that was off the hook. He was bringing them to understand another dispensation, the dispensation of grace, and it came by revelation. And he's putting out some things. He put out that you can stand in grace and have it already done and don't see it. And I mean, they weren't used to that, you know. So Paul said, now, I must pause here now for them to be able to comprehend this. Open your Bibles to Ephesians 1 and look what Paul did. Look what Paul did. And today here in Darrow, I have the same desire for you. Because I found out that the apostolic clapped the church. And the church said, oh no, I don't want to go that far. They've never been that far before. But you got to go further to see further blessing. Yeah. I remember when I left Louisiana the first time, I said, man, these people live in a different way. I left Louisiana and went to California. Huh? There's another life out here. There's a whole nother world out here. I've been in Geismar all my life. Yeah, in California, these people live in another world. Pine trees, these people living. Convertible car, they wear loud, nice shirt and stuff on, you know. We down there with our blue jean shirt on all the time, just not even understanding. There's another life, there's another world. Any of y'all ever been anywhere? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So notice in the 17th verse, now, I this morning, listen to me, my heart is here. This morning, this is what I desire for you. And if we're going to grow in grace, you're going to have to be ready for this. And I think this ministry help is a good time to relate to you that there are further revelation coming. And they all may not be pleasant at the moment because they have to cut some trees down for you to see what God trying to take you to add on to your abundant life down here. We have eternal life, right? But God keep adding on and increasing to the abundant life, and the abundant life is increased by our understanding. If you understand everything, I'm afraid of you. Because I know you lie. You can't be trusted. You got a dark side. But if you open for God to take you further than LSU, and further than Southern University, and further than psychology. God go further than all that, you know. Further than science. Further than the nutritionists and the herbalists. God take you further than all of that. And so you got to be open, and you got to be ready to fly. You know, these rappers and people talking about flying, they ain't flying nowhere. They ain't flying. They just mess with feeling. When God gets you to flying, you're really flying. Nobody can slap you down. These rockets, these people get slapped down every day. And find somebody, one of them, to kill himself. Just time, movie style. Just shot himself. Just crazy. Just kill himself. So, Paul got here. I'm gonna be through in a minute. Paul got here, and he knew what he was telling them. They're gonna have to increase their activity in the supernatural realm. And he said, so before Paul said, before I go to the second chapter, and blow these people's mind, before I go to the third chapter, I'm going to get stronger in the third chapter. Talk about the book of Ephesians. He said, I better pause here because I see some of them choking right here at this 16th verse. I just told them 16 things, and they're choking here, so I see they need some help. So let me take them through what they're going to have to go any further. And what do you think the apostle is trying to do? What is he trying to do here? I mean, I ain't never saw this in no church before. What is he doing? See, that is. See, you're going to question the next level. And because your supernatural activity is not high enough in the realm of revelation, of exaltation. Higher level. How many of y'all like the good life? How many of y'all like good stuff? Well, that's what revelation do for you. You can't choke on third base. You haven't made a score yet. You don't score till you come home. You dance on third base. I made a triple. Yeah, you ain't made no score. Somebody got to bat you in. You dancing on second base like you. Yeah, you on second base, but you got to come home, baby. If we're going to win the game, you got to make some score. That's all I'm telling you. Don't get satisfied on second base just because you hit the devil. You prayed last night and felt some goosebumps. You on second base. You get my trailer, get y'all back out here, and y'all clap around. So just let me read this prayer. And now you know the story of this prayer. Why this apostle gave, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? And revelation what? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. See, you got to open that eye up. And what is the exceeding, here you go, 19th verse, crank it up. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, then crank it up. What he wrought? What he wrought? In Christ. When what? He raised him from the dead and set him in the right hand in the heavenly place. Where he is? Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Why is what he says, 22nd verse, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So Paul said, I need you in another vein now because I'm about to teach you something the other apostle didn't teach you. I'm going to teach you that Jesus didn't just die for the Jew. He died for the Gentiles. He died for all men, all colors, all walk of created life. And you know, now what a stinger. What a stinger. Apostle Paul, these guys been preaching this normal stuff. Now Paul got to come and preach that God, Jesus didn't just die for black folks. He didn't just die for white folks. He didn't just die for Chinese. He said he died for everybody, blood for everybody. I ain't got to preach this, but all the other preaching been just for the Jew. Paul, the only one got this revelation. Come out the wilderness preaching the dispensation of grace. He said, what grace is already done? What? Cut the law in half. And say, this is the fulfillment of the law, grace. And so you had to pray for him, and then you go and read the rest. Okay. Hebrews 12, 22, 24. I want you, the ministry of help, to know this, that you are invited in the courts of heaven to receive unstoppable verdict, decision, and judgment. In other words, I want y'all to come off the battlefield on here all the time. And when you read those voices, you're going to find six or seven or eight classes of people or classes of spiritual positions that you can go to any time with anything and get a verdict. Get a decision. Make a choice. And when once you get that verdict, no matter what you up against, when you come back, it's over. I have to let you know that because if you're going to work with me, you're going to have to be in another dimension. There's nothing can stop you. You understand? Those verses right there set you in a position but come you unto Mount Zion, unto the city, that's one place, unto the city of the living God, hallelujah, to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, good God Almighty, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Look, listen, and to Jesus, the mediator. That's a courtroom. That's a courtroom that born again people can go to. In other words, they can leave the battle down on earth. The sickness, the lack, or the attack, or whatever coming against them, huh? They can leave it in the spirit, go up there and get among these. And stay up there till they get a verdict. Once the verdict is given, they can come back down. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. You need not fight in this battle. It's not your battle, it's the Lord. Be still and know I'm God. How can she, don't she know what kind of mess she in? How can she be so calm? Somebody who knows says she bend the coat. See. The verdict, yeah, I heard you, Lord. The verdict from up there overcome everything that is visible. Now, here's a little lesson for you. We'll be about 5 or 10 more minutes. Here's a little lesson for you. If you don't believe that you're advancing in the kingdom, I want you to ask five of your friends that are not in this church how you get a verdict in heaven and what do it mean. How you get a verdict in heaven and what does it mean. Just ask five of your friends. While y'all sitting down, you know, talking? Ask them, you know, they go to church. I go to church, all right. Ask them, say, how you get a verdict? Now, they're going to get mad. You might not be your friend anymore. But I just want you to know, because we sometimes commonplace the benefit in what God gives you to be a part of this church. We're commonplace. I'm not talking about me now. I'm just glad to be a part of myself. But sometimes we commonplace it to think it's the norm. Just check your cousin out. They'll be silly as a toe frog. They have no idea what you're talking about. I know God loves me. That's what they're going to say. God loves me just as much as he loves you. You're right, baby. But you're not getting as much benefit as I'm getting because you can't be illiterate in the spirit. God can't reach you if you don't grow. Now, anything you're dealing with right now, you don't need to be carrying that. God know where your husband is, God. When you quit being impatient, shut your mouth. Ask Janet. She up here now. She got engaged, wedding planning. Had some moment she look at me, it ain't, almost won't tell me it ain't work. I said, shut up. Just go on. Go do what I told you to do. Now, this might hurt, but I'm going to tell you. One of the reasons her husband came to her, she stayed faithful to serve Carol and I night and day. We can call her anytime. She'll just work. Sometimes I might give her something. Sometimes I don't give people no money. I just I want to let them work. Because I don't want to rob all their reward for $300 or $400, $1,000. But she diligent, serve us. And all my children waited. She ripped me and running. Burning her gas, burning her time. Reward came. All right, sit down, give me a few more minutes. All right, Matthew, I'm going to be a few more minutes. I didn't say it right. You are invited into the courts of heaven to receive an unstoppable verdict, decision, and judgment. When anybody ever whistle in church? Can anyone out there whistle? Whistle. Oh, yeah, I got a few of y'all can whistle. Some people whistle like that. They ain't whistling. They don't know how to fix their tongue. I learned how to whistle when I was whistling at them girls when I was younger. Hey, girl, I got a boyfriend. I ain't thinking about your boyfriend. Girl, let me talk to you. In 2 Peter 1:10, I'm just going to give you this statement. Installing truth in your assignment that creates a structure that can't fail or that never fail. Installing truth. So you got to operate in truth. You can't operate in how you feel and the other person telling you, man, I don't know. Man, no, I won't hear that. All right, let me move up. Ooh, I ain't going to be able to give you all this. To say it another way, intense awareness of how to be a master of the supernatural life. And Ephesians 1:4 and Ephesians 1:11. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to the next one. You got to know how to receive information from the apostle that accelerate levels in every direction. Not normal. You're not a normal reverend. I'm going to talk about tomorrow morning how to wear the crown of the manifold wisdom of God. As a crown you can wear wisdom and make your life and make your life live your life, you'll be able to live under the control of wisdom. God wisdom. You're going to move so fast after tomorrow. Some of the things you thought you couldn't accomplish, you waiting for it, you got it projected 4 or 5 years out, shoot, it's going to come next month. When you slap, do this with me. When you slap that manifold wisdom crown on, put it down. Good God Almighty. Thoughts, insight, revelation, understanding. Oh, man, you're going to start, you're going to look like you got another mindset. I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how to do it. You got to get ready for it. Illustration and demonstration by staying close to your company of apostolic movement. 1 Peter 4:8. It's another way to say it, because you're in a ministry, you know. Ministry of help. Impossibilities are eliminated from your ministry. Let me speed up. I'll speed up because I got so much information. Lord, the devil missed some morning. So much information. Is that on an hour there? Or that's on an hour and something else. All right, I'll get it then. All right. The next one is inviting heaven. Every time you come here tomorrow in your position, inviting heaven to invade earth. Matthew 28. 18 to 20. You ready? Ready for the next one? No, you said no. I said no. I should save this for tomorrow, but I'm going to give it to you now. Wisdom from God cannot be choked. Wisdom from God cannot be choked. Why? There's nobody smarter than God. So once God give you a strategy, or give you a word, or give you an understanding, and you follow that word and speak that word out your mouth, it can't be choked. It can't be stopped. Y'all didn't get that. I tell y'all so much good stuff at one time. Y'all get to eat. Y'all get to eating like it's just regular stuff. Now, let me close with this. My turn, you come. Let me close with this. When I first spoke this to my ministers, there's positive acceleration. And you're speeding up. You're like you're going fast, 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 fast. Then there's another aspect of acceleration. Look like it's negative. You're going to look sometime like the ministry is not moving. That's a growth period. Let me show you. Let me show you the third aspect of it, and then I'll close. Let me show you the third aspect of it. And this could help your life. Because sometimes it looks like your life has slowed down, or your business has slowed down. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you how that go. Wait a minute, let me get back to it. Acceleration. Hold on. All right, so the word acceleration means a change in the rate of motion, increase in speed of action. Acceleration comes from alignment with God in your assignment. There are three types of acceleration. Positive acceleration, which is of speed. Negative acceleration, or decreasing speed, or it looked like it because it slowed down. Now, the third one is a very clear one. And the third aspect of divine acceleration explained that negative acceleration is not really slowing down at all. It is changing direction, and it is moving faster. Because God has shifted your direction to completely align with his purpose and assignment. And sometimes it seems we aren't accelerating, but we really are because God has shifted our direction rapidly. Do you understand that? Let me give you a quick example. Just the best I can think of it. I'm trying to get to Baton Rouge. But I'm on I-10 going this way. What is it? That's east, right? I'm going east 120 miles an hour. But I'm trying to get to Baton Rouge. So all of a sudden I find out I'm going the wrong way. But I'm driving back now the speed limit. But I really have accelerated. Because as long as I'm going that way, I don't care how fast I'm going the wrong way. So when you turn, because I'm further away from Baton Rouge now. But I don't have to drive as fast now because I'm on the right trail. So a lot of time in a ministry, listen to me now, just because people are not coming in, or just because some people are leaving, it doesn't mean the acceleration is slowing up. It means that God about to turn this baby into another direction, and he really has speeded it up. It hasn't slowed out. Amen? All right, lift your hand and praise God. All right, my child.